It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this October 8th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Clubhouse Studios from the Trop. I'm Mike Rickard, along with baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And, of course, we're on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this college football weekend and Hurricane Disaster Relief Day here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And, of course, the Rays and Guardians first pitch right now, isn't it, Ben?
First pitch should be starting any minute now. I mean, 12:07. Yeah, 12:07. So right on the nose. We should be getting going. Maybe 12:15 is when it'll actually start off. But really excited for the game today. Rays, this is a must win for us to go to a game three for the wild card here. And hopefully the Rays pull it out. You know, we have Glass now on the mound. And, you know, I don't know if I like the decision to put him out there. But, hey, we'll see. And I hope he does well.
Well, you think that Rasmussen should be on the mound right now? When you advance.
I understand the move. I mean, you want to save your best guy so that way you hopefully definitely get a win in the third game, but you don't advance to the third game if you don't win the second. And this is a must-win game for the Rays. And Glasnow, this is only his third start back from Tommy John surgery. And I know he's done well, and I know he's been working hard, but it's a little tough. Do you trust the guy to go out there in a playoff situation and get the job done? I hope so, but I'm a little nervous for this game, and I hope we have plenty of people in the bullpen to back him up after he reaches. I think they said they're going to limit him to 75 to 85 pitches, depending on how he's rolling.
Well, you know, I looked at yesterday's game, and Sugar Shane McClanahan pitched a great game. If he would have any offensive support.
Yeah, that's true. The Rays didn't really back him up, unfortunately. You know, it was really tough. Our only score of the whole day was a one-run blast from Siri, and I believe it was the fifth inning. So kind of tough to get a win when the only other run off McClanahan was off of that two-run blast. And he did his job. You know, a pitcher's job is to keep it between one and two runs scored, and hopefully your offense can back you up and keep you competitive in the game.
Well, it's Rays watch party down here. It's college game day. And as I said, it's also the Ferg's Hurricane Disaster Relief Day as well. We've got 95 televisions, any game you want. You've got the Alabama watch party, Michigan right now upstairs. You've got Iowa tonight. You got Auburn and Auburn and Georgia. You've got the Alabama, Texas A&M. All those watch parties are down here. And I just saw Kansas, K-State, College Game Day is there. So if there's a college game, come on down to Ferg's, and we will turn the television on for you if you don't have it. We got Budweiser in the house. Budweiser is handing out, what do you call those things?
These are foam fingers. You got Rays on one side and Budweiser on the other.
Hey, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I usually get cheap shades.
Oh, I know. They're sharp.
These are actually pretty good shades.
You can also get yourself a koozie. They got about four different kinds of koozies over there. Fits your big cans, your small cans, your slender cans, whatever can you're drinking out of. They got a koozie for you as well. And also some Tampa Bay Rays t-shirts as well.
You should be the promo man for Great Bay. I mean, this guy just did a promo for you that anybody would love to have. Okay, as I mentioned, we got that. And then we got, of course, each and every week, we got our Body Armor Prep Connection. And today we've got two teams going to be in the house. We've got the Lido Falcons coming over, and Coach Ron Parasol. He will be here about 12:40. And then we're going to have a little baseball. We're gonna have the Boca Ciega Pirates in the second hour. They're going to help us with the clothing drive, and they're also, we're going to do their golf tournament up at Boca Ciega on the 29th. It's a Saturday, and I think we'll send the big O up.
I believe
there.
That's also where Bo Bichette went to high school, was Boca Ciega, if I'm not mistaken. The Pirates, those yellow and black uniforms.
That is correct, my friend. Yeah, that is correct. And did you pitch again?
I did. I faced them three times, and I got them out all three times. first time he popped up against me, I've never seen a ball hit so high, and then struck him out on the second time. The third time I faced him, he grounded out, I believe it was to short or third base. And
here, just talking about him, here comes the head coach. That's Michael Miller, and we'll be talking to him a little bit later on, and the kids will be here, and we'll have a lot of fun doing that. And then we're going to talk to Walter Carter. He's the president of the NFL alumni event, where he has an event over at Ybor City, the Vets event on Veterans Day. So we'll talk about that, the Vet Invasion. Who else are we going to talk to? Of course, we'll take care of a little business. John over there at Shrimpy's. Hey, I went to Shrimpy's last night.
Oh, yeah?
Took my mom, by the way. Happy 83rd birthday to my mother.
Happy birthday.
We'll be down here tonight. She's going to enjoy the Iowa Hawkeye watch party at 6:30. So we took her out for a little bite to eat, Terry and I, last night at Shrimpy's, and I hadn't eaten there since he'd taken over.
Great food.
And I tell you what, your suggestion, the chicken sliders,
not bad. They're
John's kind of a quiet guy. Move. He said, I'm going to tell you, man, those are better than Chick-fil-A. They were.
They're pretty darn good. You get a decent. They're not small.
No, and we did the prime rib sliders, too.
Oh, I didn't try those. It's pretty good.
Bomb. They're a new client, but I'm telling you, everything was superb. And then I had mentioned to him, that was my mom's 83rd birthday. They brought out a great piece of cake with the 8 and 3, and it was a great night. So we'll talk to John. John, take care of some business. As always, we're going to talk with Ray Kennedy. Taking pictures of the setting moon.
Really?
I happened to hear it, and I ran out to Sunset Beach and missed it. But we'll talk to Ray Kennedy. And then, of course, we'll have Brad Richardson in the house, talk some high school. It is busy today. What game is that guy freaking out about?
I hope it's the Rays game, but it might be the Gators on, I believe. I don't know. It's one of the two. I know
that sounds like football rage.
Yeah, well, the Rays were on, I hope.
I hope there's some passion.
I hope there's not much, but
you don't hear a Rays rage like that. That's an unhinged football fan
or a Mets fan, to be honest with you. The Mets fans
let's do our Fergs from the front row recap of last night and talk about games that people did not expect the outcome.
That is definitely one. So let's start here first with the Rays versus Guardians. Of course, another close one, and the closest one out of the bunch with a 1-2 victory for the Guardians, unfortunately. And right now the game's going on, you know, still 0-0, I believe, going into the second inning. Then we have the Phillies versus the Cardinals, which is probably the biggest kind of upset there and the biggest comeback.
I hate to say this, and I'm sure he's not listening. But my brother-in-law is such an over-the-top Cardinal fan that it nauseates me.
Uh-huh.
So anytime the Cardinals, you know, and I work for the Cubs organization. Mm-hmm. That's my excuse. And I work for the Cubs organization, you know, their biggest enemy. But the bottom line is, to see them get beat made me so damn happy at Busch Stadium.
See, I'm rooting a little bit for Pujols. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, you know what? Now you might change my opinion.
See, I'm happy enough right now. He made it to the postseason, and I think
703 is an impressive number.
Yeah, it's one of only four people to have hit that number, and so I'm very, very happy for him. But of course, the Phillies beat the Cardinals 6-3 in a historic comeback victory over the Cardinals for Friday's game one of the NL Wild.
Did all those runs come in the ninth inning?
Yeah. So this is the first team in postseason history to score 6 runs in the ninth inning when trailing to enter the last frame of the game. So a pretty historic game there. And, of course, they did this against one of the best relievers in baseball, Ryan Helsley. And he went 9-1 this season with a 1.24 ERA and 19 saves while striking out 94 in 64 games or 64 and two-thirds innings. So the Phillies really were able to do it with kind of a last inning kind of blow up by him, where he had one hit and then walked the bases loaded with Harper and Castellanos, and then scored 2 runs after a Segura hit, getting a 3-2 lead and then a final 6-3 victory.
Let's talk about the Mets and Padres. Now, I was channel surfing last night, and I thought, wait a minute. I had a long, long day, and I'm thinking, man, I'm tired. 7-0?
Yeah, Max Scherzer had an unbelievable collapse, allowing 4 home runs and 7 earned runs for the first time in his 27 career postseason appearances, which is which was enough to have the fans at Citi Field booing him as he left the diamond. Scherzer allowed a two-run homer to Josh Bell in the first inning, a solo shot to Trent Grissom in the second inning, a three-run game-breaker to Profar in the fifth, and the solo shot to Machado that ended his night.
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe that. I'm not a Mets fan. Well, I don't mind the Mets, but I'm just tired of these enormous checkbooks opening up. So I'm pulling for the underdogs. But when I saw that, I was ecstatic.
Do you like Buck Showalter, though?
I do, Buck. You know,
I like him. I'll be honest with you.
George ran his ass off at the Yankees.
He did.
But Buck Showalter is a class act. And I like to see old school managers successful.
That's something
they don't kowtow. They don't kowtow to the players. And he doesn't kowtow. He doesn't care if you're a bazillionaire. He doesn't care. Be a ball player. Do it right. Or I'm not playing you.
He's a great manager. He just can't seem to get it done in the playoffs, unfortunately. And that's been, his Achilles heel throughout his career. All the teams that he's coached, he just hasn't been able to get it done in the postseason, unfortunately. Then we move on.
No. I want to insert this. Now we move on to what started the collapse of your World Series prediction.
Okay.
And that was
hold on.
The Mariners and your Blue Jays, buddy.
Yeah.
Take ownership.
I will. The Blue Jays did lose to the Mariners in a 4-0 loss, unfortunately. Pretty sad.
In Toronto.
I know. Well, they closed the stadium. I'm going to blame it on that. It locked all the air in. They just couldn't make it work, unfortunately. The Blue Jays struggled at the plate, getting just one extra base hit, and went 0-3 with runners in scoring position on Friday, unfortunately. That's just not how – you're not going to win ball games leaving runners in scoring position like that. So it was sad to see that, but I do think Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr. are going to make a comeback in today's game. Although, J-Rod came off the IL and performed.
Yesterday. Oh, yeah, he did his job.
So, it was really good to see him performing. And Luis Castillo overpowered the Blue Jays over 7 1/3 scoreless innings, becoming the first pitcher in Mariners history to go scoreless that deep in a postseason game. So it was really great to see him performing really well. And I will say I do have a soft spot in my heart for the Mariners. I am a huge Ichiro Suzuki fan. So
that was 100 years ago, pal.
You
are a historian and a traditionalist, and I respect and I like that. It's only 23 years young.
Yeah.
That you
24 now.
Oh, I forgot. You're an old man.
Give me some credit.
Okay, well now it makes sense. You're old, and
I did grow up watching Ichiro play a little.
You're a historian.
Yeah, but this is the Mariners' first postseason game in 21 years.
Since 2001.
This is the longest playoff drought in the sport's history. That's 7,655 days since the team's incredible 2001 campaign.
The longest sport.
Sport, yeah. How about that? So, I mean, it's great to see. This is exciting playoff baseball. Everyone should be watching. I mean, this is great.
Well, and because of night one, It's riveting, and there's a win or you're out, right? Today.
The Mets have a lot to prove, winning 101 games this season, so they have to figure something out. They have Jacob deGrom on the mound today, who has been their ace. He has been plagued by injuries, but hopefully he figures something out. And, of course, you have our Tampa Bay Rays here with Glasnow on the mound, who's coming back after his Tommy John surgery. Those are two really big games where pitchers have to prove themselves in some tough positions.
The next 2 hours on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from FERC Sports Bar and Grill, we will provide you with updates, Ben Botham will, on the scores, what's going on, how Glasnow is looking if you're in your car and you're traveling. And then we're going to take a break, come back and talk to John and Shrimpies, and then I'll give you a breakdown of all the college football action down here and across America on this Super Saturday, October 8th, my mom's 83rd birthday. Shout out to Joanne Ficello and she'll be loud and proud in her Hawkeye gear down here tonight at FERC Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the clubhouse studios inside FERC Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this Super Saturday. College football, you got Rays and Guardians. You got 95 televisions down here, all the watch parties. We're going to have the Body Armor Prep Connection here with a couple teams in the next 2 hours. Just a jam-packed Saturday down here at 13th and Central at the number one sports bar in Champa Bay, ranked number one in 2022 again. And I'm with Ben Botham. And now, I know you're a big fan. Now we're going to talk to John. John over at Shrimpy's as he prepares for the Georgia-Auburn game today over there at Shrimpy's on Blind Pass. And St. Pete Beach. What's up, champ?
Hey, I'm good. Just getting ready. Got the Auburn Tigers today.
Well, you said that the point spread was 30 points. You can just – how about if you just win by three touchdowns? Because I'm thinking about placing a bet.
A lot of people liking those Auburn Tigers with that line today, I can see. But, you know, even my Georgia people – but I think it's going to be a 40-point game.
Well, I hope it is for you. But you talk about people liking things. Last night, I want to thank you. I just told Ben Botham, who's come over, and he thoroughly loved your sliders and your happy hour several weeks ago. But last night when I brought my mom and my girlfriend, and you guys were kind enough to take care of her with a little birthday cake. But we left there still talking. I'm not saying this just because you're my friend and you're on our airwaves. That was the best damn – both those sliders were phenomenal. And I'll tell you what, the soup, oh, my God, the French onion soup was to die for. There wasn't one thing that I didn't love.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, you know, we have that every week, too, for happy hour on special, the sliders and the soup, all that. So 3 to 6 happy hour on top of our buy one, get one, drink free every, you know, during the weekdays. I'm glad I'm happy to have you there. I'm so thankful to sit down with you and your mom turning 83, sweet lady.
Thank you very much. She only made one mistake in life, and you're talking to him. Hey, by the way, I think you got some of that Tampa Bay Sports Connection karma, because your place was packed at 6:30 when we left.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We usually have a good crowd on the weekends for dinner right now, but that hurricane really, really took a toll on everybody's hearts, and we kind of haven't seen the crowd yet that we like to see and come down here.
You will, brother. Let's talk about that tailgate menu you have today and tomorrow. Of course, so you got Bucks and Bills tomorrow, both at the same time kickoff. You got Bucks and Falcons, Bills and Steelers, so you'll be jam-packed. Talk about your menu for tomorrow.
Yeah, we actually have it today, too, for college football fans. We got wings, nachos, chili dogs, and chili cheese fries on top of our regular menu, and then we have beer buckets and other drink specials that are it's a good tailgate menu that's affordable for football.
Hey, that's another thing. Everything on your menu, your regular menu, very, very nice on the pocketbook. Let's say that. And I was very impressed by your price point on every entree and a lot of variety. So, let's tell the folks how they find you. And, your hours are 11 to 2 on the weekends, correct?
10 a.m. to
10 a.m.
to 11 p.m.
Okay.
10 a.m. We got breakfast going on, a brunch it's going on right now every Saturday. It's a really affordable brunch. It's really, they're big portions. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I own the place, but I can't tell you, you get your bang for your buck.
No, you definitely do. I went and got the brunch the other day and it was great. I got the scrambled eggs, bacon, and a nice, like, what was it, a baguette or something that you guys toasted up?
It's a what? What'd you say?
What was the bread? Was it a baguette that you guys toasted up?
Oh, yeah, the bread, yeah.
Yeah, the French bread. That was delicious. I loved it. I had a great time. Yeah. Bacon was good. Everything was awesome.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm so glad you loved it. I really appreciate that. So we
all right, Chip.
Make sure everybody's happy.
We'll let you go get ready for your Georgia Bulldog game and Georgia Watch Party there at Shrimpy's Waterfront. Tell people the address and how they reach it.
Yeah, it's right at St. Pete Beach and Treasure Island borderline, but 9524 Blind Pass Road, St. Pete Beach, and come watch the games on the water. We got a beautiful patio with 25 TVs and jam-packed for every team that you want to watch, especially tomorrow. It's a fun time here. It's a good atmosphere, and we raffle off prizes every Sunday to have more fun. So.
All right, my man. Well, again, thank you very much for last night. I know my mom was raving about it all night, and we'll be back soon, and just have to hold that table for her.
We will. Tell her thank you, and I hope she has a great new year, and I'll see you soon, buddy, okay?
I can't believe I'm saying this. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. You the man. I love that.
All right, man. I'll talk to you. All right. I can't believe I said Go Dogs, and you blew it.
How about them Dogs?
Your alma mater. I thought you were going to give an update, you know, who they're going to play every week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to say it's homecoming for Savannah State University.
And you're not going and getting all liquored up?
Oh, I couldn't make
it. You came down here to help me.
Of course. I got to be here. And, you know, maybe next time I'll make it down for homecoming next year at Savannah State University, the Mighty Tigers. Welcome to the Marsh.
The Mighty, Mighty Tigers.
Oh, yeah, we're down there having a good time, and we already missed the Georgia Southern homecoming about 2 weeks ago, but I do wish them well in today's game, and I hope they pull out that victory today on the old gridiron.
Okay, now enlighten me, because I have ADD, age deficit disorder. Did you Where did you go to undergrad?
That was Savannah State
That's
University. That's where I went and played 4 years of Division I baseball.
Okay. And then graduate school
was at Georgia Southern University.
That's confusing to an old man.
Yeah.
You were pulling for Georgia Southern, which I understand now, when they beat Nebraska. That was embarrassing.
That was great. I loved it.
Happy day. For you guys. I'm pulling for you. And then Savannah State. How big a school is that?
Savannah State it's a mid-major. It was a very small D1.
Like Western Kentucky?
Yeah, very small. We're right in the heart of Savannah, real close to Thunderbolt, Georgia, right on the water. Beautiful views, and you're only about maybe 5 minutes from downtown. And really great experience, a very historic campus. It's Georgia's oldest public historic HBCU. And lots of wonderful buildings, lots of great history, with a great staff there. Anywhere from history to marine biology. It's the number one marine biology school in the Southeast. And so it's a wonderful place to be. And I mean, you can't beat Savannah, Georgia either, with all the great bars and locations there. And they now even have a minor league hockey team called the Savannah Ghost Pirates.
I like that.
It's a good team.
Now, the Bananas.
Savannah Bananas are actually coming to town pretty soon, believe it or not.
They're coming here?
They're going on a world tour.
Well, you tell me where they're going to be down here, and I'll tell you where they're going to be in Iowa next year.
Iowa?
At my Iowa Cubs. They've been doing all kinds of press releases already.
Really?
It's big news.
Yeah, they're going to be at Steinbrenner Field, I believe, is the last update I saw, if I can pull it up real quick. Yeah, here it is. So the Savannah Bananas are going to be in Tampa Bay, Florida on, where is she? 2 seconds, it's loading. This will be April 29th. They will be here at Steinbrenner Field, I believe, and it should be a great game.
Yes.
And you will see a nice local here as well with the Obrists. They will be out there, and he's a wonderful catcher for the team. You'll see him doing some great stuff out there. You even seen him in the documentary that they have on ESPN as well. A great athlete, a great player. I played against him at Savannah State, and all around great guy. And make sure to go out there and pay some respect to a local kid out there.
Well, yeah, I saw the announcement. I might be going back to Iowa, but I can stay right here. But I want to see him in at Principal Park, where I labored. I wouldn't call it labor, where I worked for quite some time.
They're definitely fun to go watch, and you'll see the owner of the team wearing his all yellow tuxedo with his yellow top hat. So it'll be very exciting, and make sure to go out there and go visit him.
All right. I'll keep you in the conversation. And there's three of them and a coach. So just go ahead and sit down, fellas, and then we'll Ben and I'll keep our conversation going, and then we'll talk a little high school football, as we're blessed to have them drive from across the bay, the Lido Falcons. And coach, how do you pronounce your last name so I don't butcher it?
Parisi.
I had it down pat. No, I butchered it, man. Anyway. Lato. You got to remember, I'm an old man.
Right on.
I'm from, right on, older than dirt, and I'm from Iowa. And Coach Schenck sent that to me, and he must have had fat fingers because I was typing that all day. That's the excuse I'm sticking to, okay? Anyway, fellas, help yourself with the body armor. Appreciate you coming down with Coach. Mom, how are you?
That's my wife. Actually.
That's your wife. Well, thanks for coming. That's what they need. Everybody needs a team mom. They need a strong woman. They need a strong woman. You guys don't really need those because I talk loud enough. You can. I'm a screamer. So, and it's going to be a busy day today. Well, why don't we just dive right into the conversation, you guys? We talked enough about the Rays and the Bucks. So how many years have you been at school?
It's my first year.
First year coach.
First year.
Let's share with the audience a little of your bio, where you're from.
Well, I'm an Army brat. Grew up mostly on the East Coast of Germany. Lived in Florida now for about 20 years. Graduated from Mullins College. Got into teaching and coaching 6 years ago. Started teaching at Chamberlain, then moved over to Alonzo, where I started coaching as well. And I was the head coach at Alonzo for a couple of years. And this year decided to come. Actually joined my wife, who is the media specialist at Lato. And as life happens, I was offered to be the head coach, and here we are.
I need a a media coach. I need a communications coach. So maybe I'll get you involved in my world. So the quality of our 2-year production improves. We've been doing this 20 years, but I got young bloods now to help the old man through. So this season, looking at, you know, you had a hurricane to contend with. How are your numbers as far as kids out for, I mean, it's your first year. You're going to build a program. And as a lot of the coaches say, they want to make certain that it's better after they've left and that they build it. And I'm sure that's on your agenda and getting these kids to believe in you and have a passion for playing.
I mean, I can't sugarcoat it. The last 20 years of not being kind to the Latesville football program, it's been challenging to say the least for a multitude of reasons. But I'm happy to say that our numbers have been pretty solid all year. We're up to about 40. I think we dressed 44 kids yesterday.
Oh, fabulous.
Which for Lato is kind of huge. And when we did, you know, our big push to get kids come out, we've spoken with 75 kids since the start of the school year about joining the program. And we were able to capture 45. So, I mean, we're building. We're slowly building. The season's gone about as better than expected, considering hurricanes, the transition, when it occurred, all the things. So I'm happy about the direction the program is headed. You know, of course, as a coach, you always want to win more games, but winning's a process, and we're just at the very beginning stages of that process. So
I applaud you for taking this challenge on. Yeah, she must be a heck of a saleswoman to convince you to come to a program that you knew you were going to have to, you know, build and put your own trademark on. But you seem like the kind of guy that likes a challenge, and you can convince these kids to follow you. And that's a challenge in itself. Did you change the offense? You probably changed a lot of the culture. Did you change the offense, the defense for the kids that had been playing? Was there a transition there?
Oh, there's always a transition. And as far as the culture, that's something you can't just change overnight. That's something you continually work on. That'll be an ongoing thing for us. But as far as schematically, you know, I was with Lato in the spring because I knew I was going to go there anyway. So really it was just figuring out what can we run based on the personnel we had, the skill level we had. I'm kind of old school. I like I formation and, you know, power, trap, sweep, counter for those football heads out there. And then defensively, they had been a 3-4 defense, so I found a guy that's what he likes to do is 3-4, and we just kept that kind of going too.
Did you have a lot of returning seniors?
Yeah, we had a few returning seniors, but a lot of our kids honestly had never played football before.
What'd you do, just go down the halls recruiting?
Literally. Literally.
You can't tell a guy this big no.
I mean, like the first day of school.
I bet you're a great salesman.
I try. But no, it's like, hey, you know, you look like a football body. Come play football. At least try it out. Get them out to a practice. And, you know, if they like it, cool. If not, hey, at least you try. But, I mean, these guys here, this is both of you guys the first year playing football, right? No, you played? Okay. So, you know, we got that mix of youngsters and guys who've kind of been around.
Why don't you introduce these guys, and then I'll talk to them each. Just start this youngster, and then we'll work our way down.
So I've got Hamza, and I got Cody with me. Hamza, got to get you a mic.
Yeah, we'll just put his right there in front. This will pick up both of you. Just stick that over there. Give him a hand, wave it. All right, young man, your name and what position do you play?
My name's Hamza Cordoli. I play offensive line.
Offensive line? Really? You must be a tough kid. Talk a little bit louder, like you're in the huddle and you can't hear the call.
You can hear me now?
There you go. Okay, so offensive line guard, I'm assuming guard.
Yes, sir.
All right, and you had played football before.
Yes, sir.
Were you excited when Coach came on board?
I was.
You can be honest about it.
I was happy when Coach came because I knew Coach during the spring, so I ain't really I had to worry about, like, I need to, like, build trust against him and stuff. So, you know, I love Coach P. You know, he pushes me every day, like, trying my best and stuff.
Well, and the reason why coaches do that, it's not necessarily about the football, right, Coach? It's about life, yeah, and the lessons you're going to learn from a guy and a leader like this. And that's the beauty of it. And that's why I applaud young guys that are working with kids to teach you those lessons. All right, what's your favorite memory of being involved in football? You can go back to when you're a youngster. Say, you know, you're still a pup.
One of my favorite memories actually last night, Friday night.
Cool. What was it?
We had played Spoto and stuff, so I just have fun.
Well, that's what Coach wants you to do. Have fun, work hard, and have experiences, right?
Sir.
All right. Question I always ask these guys. Got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stay focused. That's all I'm going to say. If you got a girlfriend, stay focused, all right? Favorite NFL team?
See, ever since Russell Wilson went to the Broncos, no, I don't got one no more.
Oh, because he hasn't been playing well. Yeah. So you kicked him to the curb. Come on, man. You got to have some luck. So you're telling me you were Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, I was Seattle Seahawks.
And now you're nobody?
Yeah.
Come on, what's wrong with the team in town? Tampa Bay Bucks, where you live?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not really from Tampa. So.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I went to Western Kentucky. I love Louisville. All right, so favorite college team?
Louisville.
Louisville Cardinals. And I bet Lamar Jackson's your favorite player.
Yes, sir.
That's not a hard one, huh? No, not these days. All right, want to do a shout-out? Anybody at home?
Shout-out to my pops, my uncles, my little cousins.
What's your pop's name?
Sula.
Okay.
Shout-out to my big brother and his fiance. And shout out to all my brothers on the team.
Anybody else?
No, sir. That's all.
All right, young man. Well, I want you to have a great year.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And I appreciate you coming down with Coach to talk. Now, let's get over to this young man. And he's got a mic. We just need it in front of Coach. In your name, youngster? Talking there nice and loud there. There we go. And you know who set that up backwards? The old man.
I probably did too, because I actually turned up.
My name is Cody Abdul Rahim.
Okay, Cody. What position do you play?
Corner.
A little bit louder, man.
I play corner.
So you got some speed.
Yeah.
The best athletes on the team are corners. And I don't care if it's the NFL, college, or high school. I'm sure Coach will agree with that.
Yeah.
Your favorite memory?
My favorite memory? I gotta say.
All the way back to when you were a little kid playing ball.
I gotta agree with my teammate and say last night.
Last night?
Yeah,
that's great to hear.
Competing with my brothers, man. Yeah. With my brothers.
I like to hear that, young man. All right, I'm gonna ask you, got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I haven't gone two for
put
two.
Put that hot on there.
I haven't gone two for two for quite some time. I'll tell you right now. Stay focused, though.
Yes, sir.
All right. You can't say, why did you take us over to see that old white man that was telling me to take it easy on my girl?
Hey,
focus. Right? Right. Now, favorite college team?
College team? I like LSU.
You like LSU? Yeah. The Tigers. Well, they got a lot of people in the NFL, that's for sure. I'm not a fan because they stole my coach from Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, that traitor. Anyway, one good thing about being an LSU fan, you can look at any NFL lineup and you're going to see somebody that graduated from there, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your favorite protein?
Protein?
Yeah, you got to go with the Bucks.
I'll live here, man.
Good call. Good call, young man. Want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
Man, shout out to my team, Hato Falcons. Shout out G-Ski. My mama, my father.
What are your parents' names?
Maria Nunez or Michael Williams.
Well, you look like a very respectful young man. You've done a superb job, folks, with this youngster.
Thank you.
Are you a junior or senior?
Senior, sir.
You're a senior.
Yes, sir.
You were? Well, I wish you nothing but success in the future. And they'll be able to listen to this. I'll give you guys the website. We archive all this for the kids and the listening, the moms, the grandmas, and the girlfriends. And then you did a shout out to them. You didn't name any names, though. I'm a little nervous. I had one kid. I think he was from King. He might have been from Bogey. I said, you got a girlfriend? Several. I'm like, wow. Guess what? You got several problems then, too. Just remember that.
Just wait till they hear this.
Yeah, it works out both ways. Exactly. All right, so who do we have down here?
Oh, this is one of our assistant coaches, Bob. Coach D.
I want to talk to Bullshit.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been doing this a long time in the Midwest and down here. I admire guys like you so much for your commitment to kids. And in today's world, I mean, they need role models. And back in the day, you had a lot of older coaching staffs. I've seen now that you're getting younger, and the kids can relate to you better.
For sure.
And so let's go over your background, your bio, where you're from, and
sure. So I'm originally from California, and I moved to Tampa roughly about 3 years ago from Maryland. So military background myself, served 14 years in the Army, did a deployment in 2010.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I went to school at Bowie State University in Maryland, Division II. And then also played some pro arena ball, 2 years in Maryland and 1 year in Jersey.
How'd you like, I was immersed in arena football, you know, back in the day when it started. The founder's actually from Iowa, a good friend of mine. I was back in the Kurt Warner days when he got started.
Oh yeah.
So how'd you enjoy that? How'd you like that transition? I've had a lot of kids that have played. In fact, one of my sons is going to play for some time. Did you enjoy that transition from the 100-yard field to the indoor game?
Oh, I loved every minute of it.
It's a blast, isn't it?
I play receiver, so, you know, I know I'm going to get the ball in my hands.
Yeah.
It's all about the passing game in arena, so that's my favorite.
Yeah. Absolutely. What team did you play for?
So I played for the Thundercats in Maryland for 2 years, and then I went and signed a pro contract to play with New Jersey Flight in Trenton.
Yeah, I think, in fact, we don't have arena football back here now. Back in the day, we had the Tampa Bay Storm. My buddy was the president. Right across here, they played at the Trop.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how did you hook up with Coach and make a decision? I was going to say, I know he didn't strong arm you.
Nah, but it didn't take much for him to get me over to Leto. You know, he just saw the potential in me. He's actually my actual coach. I played with the Tampa Bay Thunder this past season, at semi-pro, and he was actually my assistant head coach. So, you know, we had talked throughout the season. Just saw my leadership on my own team and thought that I would be able to be a good asset for, you know, for the Leto Falcons. And that's pretty much how I got set up here. And you know, I've loved every minute of it. I think I might love coaching more than I actually like playing. So
I bet you guys wish he'd strap it on some games and get out there and play for you.
They
you look like you still could, Coach.
Oh yeah, I'm still active for sure.
And you look like you could be right there in the interior. Take.
These beans are too bad, and I am too out of shape for that.
Well, I bet the kids thoroughly enjoy having you interact with them. And so this is your first year. Had you coached before?
No, sir. So I've done a little bit of work with the Baltimore Ravens when I lived in Maryland. I did the Play 360 camps and stuff like that. So a lot of the kids were younger, you know, elementary kids, schools, and kids in middle school and stuff like that. So it was my first year actually doing anything with high school.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, going to that level is where they really need guidance. You knew that.
Oh, yes,
you know
sir.
That.
Sure.
And it's great to have parents giving, you know, volunteering their time. But if they're not, if they don't know how to play the game and the proper way to educate the kids, sometimes it's a detriment. Now, in this case, someone that they can look up to,
yes,
who's played the game, knows the game, you'll get those little kids. And then coaches at this level, now your level, they love that feeder system where the kids come and they know the game. You don't have to re-educate them on the game. And I applaud you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As well. What's your daytime job?
So my daytime job, I actually work for Citigroup, Citibank, working on the corporate side. So it just allowed me to be a little bit more flexible with being able to come out and coach. You know, with things being remote now in a lot of different situations for people who work, you know, it just helps me out a lot. I've always been one to give back to the community and look out for the younger generation and give them guidance. So this is a perfect opportunity for me.
A great opportunity for the Falcons as well. And I applaud you for convincing them to come on over. Hey, let's talk about that. What'd you say? Is it Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay Thunder.
The Thunder?
Yes, sir.
Now, when do they play? And tell me a little bit about it. I'll get I'll get the head coach over here.
Oh, man. Oh, so what had happened was it was a semi-pro team that we started. It started last summer with the tryouts, and then we started practicing in October, September, October, and we played our games basically from January through May. So it was perfect time. So us high school coaches, we go coach and get our fix in during the offseason, right in time for spring. So brand new team, brand new organization, brand new everything. Like, it was crazy. And
you got to pay as a player to
play? We did. Yes. Yes. They had to pay.
So it's pay to play.
It's amateur football. Yes, sir. And the first head coach was a guy that I actually coached with at Alonzo, great young kid. And they were looking for an offensive line coach. And I'm like, you know what? Kind of a free agent. Why not? And we got started. Had a great first half of the season. Went through a rough patch. Got into the playoffs. Lost a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
A heartbreaker in the second round of the playoffs.
Who's in this league?
Cats from all over. We had.
Well, I mean, teams. Who do you guys play?
So there's not sure. So Southwest Florida Gladiators.
Yeah. The Gladiators. We had the Dunedin Pirates, who are now Terrapin Springs Pirates.
Really.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a team.
I got the Pirates on next.
We had team. It was basically from Jacksonville to Miami. So we actually had to go to
that Miami. Many people play in that kind of league.
Yeah,
I mean, no offense, but you get hurt, you're calling your insurance company and saying, man, I blew my knee out. You don't tell them how you did it.
Yeah.
You can say you were helping an old lady carry some stuff and slip down some steps.
Yep. Yeah.
Because my son was going to play arena football. They didn't have insurance. I said, and he's like, you, a career guy. I said, dude, you had a nice college career. You don't want to blow your knee out doing that. So it's amazing how many guys still have that passion. No, they want to put the pads back on.
Sir.
What do you play in a high school fields?
We did. We played our home games at Sickles High School.
Yeah.
And then the away games, we played a bunch of high school stadiums in a couple of municipal parks.
Really?
True story.
Well, we're going to get you guys over, and we'll have a 20-30 minute conversation.
Well,
it might be a different team. I'm a free agent right now, so maybe depending on what team I go to, we'll definitely be able to do that.
Great free agent,
sir.
Yeah, the team.
Can you get any sponsorships?
We had a couple.
At least a place to go have a couple of coldies and some wings after you after you do battle.
Need that. For sure.
Unfortunately, the team did decide not to return next year. So, you know, all the guys that were part of that are now, like Marvin said, free agents, and they're moved on to other places.
Wow, Marvin, how was the experiences relative to arena football?
Oh, it's a lot different.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot different. It's different when you
pick a ball.
You know what? Not necessarily. I will say it was fairly organized, especially with the league.
Oh, good.
It's a little bit different. Something you don't normally see in semi-pro. So very organized. Games definitely are live streamed for people that, you know, actually wanted to watch the games live on Facebook or YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, it was very organized league-wise. But it's a little bit different when you're not being paid to play. So there's really no true obligation that you have to be somewhere.
Or if you've had a rough day at City Corp and you're like, man, I'm beat.
Yeah.
Where's Marvin at?
Hey, I will say, Coach Pete never had to worry about where I was at. He know I'm always on the field.
Well, I can tell you, stand up guy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Any great experience that was unique? That you know, you've had all these funny movies about amateur, semi-pro football. Do you guys have anything bizarre happen?
You know, nothing bizarre. But one thing I can say that I took away from this past season, I got to play with one of the greatest NFL players to ever play. DRC, Dominic Rogers from Marty, used to play for the Giants. He was a cornerback for them. Played with a bunch of different teams.
Really? That caliber of guys?
Yes, sir.
You're D2. That's not chump change.
Yeah, he was signed to us. And, you know, I definitely learned a lot from him, just playing across the ball from him in practice. And, you know, he took the game serious just like the rest of us did. He showed up to practice, you know, and showed up to games. And we learned a lot from him, you know, and it just showed us, like, you know, yeah, this is semi-pro, but when you got the passion to play, it doesn't matter if you played in the NFL, if you played arena, if you played at a top college, you know, if you wanted to play ball, you was out here to play ball.
All right, Ron, did you get guys, like, you know, you got a lot of broken down chumps that never played the game. but they think they can, and you do tryouts and they come out and you're like, dude, you just need to stay on the couch. Maybe you could be a little Adam Sandler water boy for us, but did you have a lot of guys like that show up?
We had one dude who had to be in his early 50s.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. And, like, his knowledge of the game, you could not deny that. And he was in the right spot, but it just took him 10 years to get there. So I love the guy to death, but it's just like, I feel your passion and your knowledge. Like I said, you can't deny your knowledge.
Well, I didn't mean to take away, but that's a topic we want to talk about. We're just about the top of the hour.
Right.
But I want to thank you youngsters for coming down here. I can tell right now you got two great cats to use as role models, disciplined. They believe in you guys. Guys like you and Coach Schenk wouldn't introduce me because I'm behind, you know, helping programs. You know, I had King over here, and he's only got like 18 guys on the team. You know, you're trying to build a program. If there's anything we can do, fundraisers. I got this team here today because I'm going to do a fundraiser for Boca Ciega Baseball.
Okay.
So anything like that, I'll give you my card, and I'm here for you guys.
Sure, thank you.
Especially guys like you that are committed to our kids, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, that was a great conversation. And grab these and take – take these with you.
Okay. Cool.
Pass out a little body armor so we can keep paying the bills. There's my card, Coach. Don't you like this live radio as I get ready for the break? Again, thanks very much for coming down.
Thank you so much.
And for Medium Pro, it's RadioSaintPete.com. You can get the archives on RadioSaintPete.com. And that's where it's streaming right now, as well as seven stations in the greater Tampa Bay area. All right, we're up against the break. Let's see, we got about 3 minutes. I've got Brad Richardson in the house. We're going to go over all the high school scores last night. There were some upsets last night. See, Jesuit got knocked off last night.
Did.
Yeah, I had Coach Thompson. He's a good cat. I had Coach Thompson and the boys down last year, but I put most of the energy trying to get these public school kids here and get some momentum behind them because coming from where I am, it's not a level playing field here in Hillsborough or in Pinellas County, and that's why we're going to do a uniform fundraiser for these guys.
So,
do you guys have to get your own uniforms in Hillsborough? Pinellas does.
The county buys most of our uniforms, but you know, you always need stuff.
Exactly.
Any football program, and with public schools, with the funding the way it is, we have to fundraise a lot in order to have, you know, the necessity.
And it sickens me when you got guys like you committed. That there are resources out there given to them because you're molding these kids, not lives. You know, they're not going, who knows? They're not going to NFL. You have some kids that will. NAIA, D2, D3, who cares? You're building kids.
We're building men.
Precisely.
Building men.
Yes, exactly. Well, thanks, fellas. I appreciate you coming down. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk a little more high school. We got Boca Ciega in the house. We'll talk their baseball, some fundraising. We'll talk Rays, Bucks. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a very super Saturday down here at 13th and Central.